Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. For 8 years now, Delaware Shakespeare has been leaving the boards and hitting the road for its annual community tour, taking the Bard's plays to neighborhoods around the First State. This year, Del Shakes presents Two Gentlemen of Verona. And on this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny spends some time with Del Shakes producing artistic director Mariah Gantz to learn more about the tour and this play.
First of all, tell me about the community tour, its history, and the purpose of doing this community tour.
Absolutely. So Del Shakes is in our 8th year of producing the community tour. It was originally designed with the intention to bring art to folks who perhaps otherwise wouldn't have access to theater, especially Shakespeare. And over the years, we've continued that mission. We go to non-traditional performance spaces across the entire state of Delaware over the course of 3 weeks. So we go to prisons, we're going to library spaces this year, a couple of community centers, and then a couple of spaces like Easter Seals for folks with disabilities. It's a really exciting way to help break down the barriers that make access to theater otherwise really difficult. And for me personally, it feels exciting to be able to bring art directly to people in their backyard.
Yeah, sort of eliminating those barriers. I mean, sometimes just the act of going to a theater, going to a concert, going to an art show can be really intimidating for people who have never been before and think that there, you know, is this kind of esoteric rules about how you're supposed to act, right?
Absolutely. I think people hear, especially Shakespeare again, and they think, oh, I have to come ready to understand every single thing. And again, going to see theater, people are like, well, I have to pay for really, really expensive tickets. I have to be worried about parking. And that's the hope with a lot of these going to community spaces that people have a relationship with. You know, it's just the library that you go to pretty often. You know how to get there, how to get in for parking. And we try to make it as easy as possible. I also think that there's something specific about the storytelling of the community tour that leans towards being able to make folks understand it even more, because we do the story in the round. And so for folks who don't know theater as well, that means that the actors are performing directly in the center with audience members sitting around them on four different sides. And I think that really allows people to feel so much closer to the action. We do a lot with our setup as well before and even at intermission at the end of shows, where the actors go around and they talk to the audience members. It feels really important to show that, you know, these are just everyday people who are just happen to be actors doing this play. And I think that also helps to break down that kind of facade of, I won't understand what these people are talking about. They're up there on this stage. There's so much distance between us. But instead, we really try to remove a lot of that.
Is it difficult to take Shakespeare to audiences who may not be super familiar with his work? What are the challenges associated with that?
I actually think it's better sometimes, because I think when you're bringing Shakespeare to people who have a preconceived notion, they know what the story is, or they have a way in which they want to see it performed. So I find it really exciting, actually, to go to places where folks maybe don't have access to Shakespeare. I think we also get to take some of our more challenging stories on the community tour, specifically because people won't exactly know what it is. I mean, we get such a great joy out of taking Romeo and Juliet. That was one of the first community tours that I saw, and that resonated incredibly well with audiences. With these last couple of years, we've done some of his more problem plays like Cymbeline, The Winter's Tale. Two Gents isn't exactly a problem play, but it exists in a world where there's high amounts of comedy, but also a lot of questioning from the characters about their choices and who they are, where they're going, the people they're in love with. And so I think it's actually really exciting to take it to people who don't know, don't have a preconceived notion of what to expect. I think if there's any challenge, it really is just encouraging people that they don't have to know every single word that the actors are saying. I think people can get pretty hung up in making sure they understand every point of the story, but that is just so far from the truth. You can let the actors do all that work of showing you what you need to know based off of their emotions, their responses, and just getting a feel from it.
You know, I think that's a really, really interesting point. I think that when we think about art forms or even particular pieces of art that may not be familiar to us, and I think in the world of the theater, this is especially true, it can feel like you're going in alone, but actually, no. I mean, let the actors do the work. Let the director do the work. Let the musicians do the work. You enjoy the experience, right?
Absolutely. I think that is another thing that people feel they have to kind of do their homework before they go see Shakespeare. They think they have to know the story beforehand in order to get the most out of it. And don't get me wrong, like, if you want to watch a little video on YouTube and get the summary, go off. But I think there's something so beautiful to going into seeing a show and not knowing everything when you walk in, really letting every single thing that you're seeing in front of you influence your understanding. Because exactly like you said, the director, the set designer, they've all taken the time, the actors, the costumes, they've all taken the time to think a lot into every single choice that you're seeing. I love going to these performances at the community tour and hearing people afterwards have different understandings of what that symbolized or what that moment meant. I think that's really important, actually. There's no one specific right answer. Theater, and especially Shakespeare, is not meant for people to have, you know, one clear, cohesive understanding. Theory, it's not. I think it's so much more beautiful for people to be able to bring their own experiences and understandings and come away with it from the show with something that's particular to them. That's just as much theater as understanding the story, knowing the summary plot.
So the play for this year's tour, Two Gentlemen of Verona, what's the story? What can people expect to see?
Absolutely. So it is about two best friends, Proteus and Valentine, who have been best friends their entire life. Valentine decides to set off for Milan, and he's going to go and find himself, do some of his adult growing up. And while he is there, he ends up falling in love with a woman, Sylvia. And back home, Proteus has been in love with Julia for forever, and they exchange rings. And Proteus decides to follow after Valentine. He's actually set off by Julia's father. And once he arrives in Milan, he ends up falling for Sylvia, who Valentine was in love with. And naturally, comedy ensues. And we have people appearing, dressing up in disguise, disguising themselves as a man. We have clowns, like we said. We have the puppet of a dog. So it's kind of a big hodgepodge of a lot of Shakespeare's threads that you see throughout in different stories. Crisscrossed lovers. There's a lot of exchanging of letters, which we see in a lot of other Shakespeare plays. Yeah, there's a lot of different Shakespeare threads throughout. And you have to come and see just exactly how Proteus and Valentine are able to deal with their dedication to each other. Do they remain friends, or do we have another, do they have to find another way to move forward with their lives?
I'm thinking like a Renaissance era buddy comedy, basically.
Exactly is that. I've called it a buddy comedy several times. Our artwork, I think, really speaks to that too. The two guys playing Proteus and Valentine are great, and they actually just came off of doing a buddy play a couple of months ago. So they're already super locked in and really doing a great job of showing that.
We talked a little bit about why the community tour is so important for audiences, but I've got to think the company gets a lot out of this as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Somebody asked me, how do we cast for this? And it's so much of a unique casting process, because you really are, we end up doing essentially not an interview, but you know, you come in and you do your sides, but we have a long conversation about upwards of 5 minutes minimum, talking to people about the community tour and making sure people really understand these are going to be long days. Sometimes we drive all the way down to Lewis and do a performance and come back. It's also performances where you get into a routine, I would say, in a typical quote-unquote theater audience, where you know the points where audiences are going to laugh. You know where they're going to be shocked. But because we go to so many different locations with different populations, it's different every single time. And so you as an actor have to be prepared to receive that as well. You have to be prepared that, you know, it doesn't matter also what their responses are. Not that it doesn't matter, but that you can't take what their response is for you having done something wrong or you having done something right even. It really is them responding in a way that is most true to themselves. And I spend a lot of time talking with the actors about that during auditions, about, you know, being prepared for this to not be the typical theater experience. I hear a lot from the actors that they really enjoy these moments of getting to do something a little bit different, getting to feel more connected to their audience members. It's really special.
And getting to share something that you're passionate with somebody who maybe is not familiar with it.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
So some of these shows are free. Is that right?
Yeah. In tradition with the community tour, its origins, we've kept a few performances free, especially the performances, like I said, at Easter Seals that are closed performances. We want to make sure we're taking art to those folks who otherwise don't have access. And then we have a couple of other free performances in community spaces like Jefferson Street Center / Hanover Presbyterian, Christina Cultural Arts Center. Some of those spaces have free performances, but we're also rolling out a few more ticketed performances this year. So yeah, we're trying a few different things this year and excited to see how audiences respond.
Thanks to Delaware Shakespeare's producing artistic director, Mariah Gantz, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Delaware Shakespeare launches its annual community tour on October 1st. For tickets and performance locations, visit delshakes.org. And for a more in-depth version of this conversation, including the logistics of taking the Bard on the road, visit delawarepublic.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn why many employers struggle to connect with Gen Z employees. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.